Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. Me, I'm in Seattle, Washington. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, the man on the scene, Cordell Woodland. What's going on, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Not much, man. Hey, Cordell, we asked this question in the last segment. I want to get you to dive in on it. Lamar Jackson, number one offensive skill position player. Derrick Henry, number two offensive skill position player. Ed Norris said Zay Flowers would be number three for likely reasons. I said because the first two are freaks. I think the next biggest freak on that team on offense is Isaiah Likely. So who is the third best offensive skill position player in your opinion?
It's funny. I just tweeted out about this yesterday. Considering if we're talking about the volume that these guys do get right now, I probably would go Little Zay, as they call him, but Zay Flowers. But I think if you gave them, if you gave Isaiah Likely tight end one volume, I think Isaiah Likely would prove himself to be the third best skill player on his team. That dude is, he's probably, I mean, Bateman had a really efficient year last year as a receiver, but I think Isaiah Likely has shown to be a very efficient pass catcher himself. I can only imagine what type of damage he would do if he was consistently a part of the game plan. If he's consistently getting 6 to 8 targets a game, I think Isaiah Likely will put up monster numbers. I think he is uber talented. I don't think there's really a limit in how they can use him. I'm hoping he gets a lot of those tight end one looks this year. Even with Mark out there, I think that's still a really good duo, but I do think it's time to lean into what Isaiah Likely can do because I think you can get more bang for your buck with him.
No doubt.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think? I didn't get to talk to you much at the OTAs the other day. Do you get – I mean, I just bring back what I can. What I look for mostly is just who's in shape, who's not, who put on muscle, who put on fat, who lost, you know, a little weight. Anything stand out to you from what you've seen so far?
Not a whole lot. I mean, when you're out, like out there the other day when Lamar's not there, one of the things I did want to get a look at is, you know, Cooper Rush, because I thought, an upgrade for them going from Tyler Huntley and Josh Johnson to now Cooper Rush. I think this is possibly the best backup quarterback they've had since Flacco was Lamar's backup in his rookie year. So I wanted to see what he looked like. I wasn't as impressed as I thought I would be. A lot of balls to the ground. And look, they're not going full speed out there. They don't have the pads on. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason why I was hoping to get more on-target passes for the guys. But it was a lot of passes caught at the shoelaces. You get into the red zone. I mean, even D-hopping Likely on consecutive plays. they're having to tell him to throw the ball up because he's throwing it at kind of like their knees, giving the DBs a chance. And those dudes, there's nothing they can really do at the short corner pylon. So they're telling him to throw it up, and that's an adjustment he has to make. But that was one of the things that intrigued me, just to see what he looked like. I thought LaJonte Webster continued to flash to me. He's flashed a couple of times to me. I'm kind of excited to see what he looks like as a returner and see where it goes from there. Got to look at Luke the other day. That was the first time we've gotten to see him kick. And that was cool. I mean, he was on point. He was on point that day. Both of the kickers were.
Did you see Luke do his odd little rear?
His routine?
Yeah, before kicking?
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know that was a part of his routine until I saw him out there doing it. But, yeah, I mean, he was pretty good. He was pretty good, so I'm curious to see what he looks like going forward. But, yeah, I mean, nothing groundbreaking. Like you said, looking to see who's in shape, just looking to kind of get a feel of some of the new guys as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cordell Woodland joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Cordell, I take really nothing from OTAs. I take more from what the coaches say. I enjoy the post-practice, practice interviews and things like that, the press conferences. And one of the things that Todd Monken said going back to Zay is they expect bigger and better things from Zay. One thing you and I talked about during Zay's rookie year, too many catches at the offensive line of scrimmage. I thought last year they started off the same way before they finally opened up. It sounds to me that they intend to open up this passing game more. And I said to Ed, and I think he agreed with me, I think Lamar Jackson passes that 4,500, 4,600 passing yards range this year, because I think they will get more yards in the passing game. Not so much because they're throwing 35 times a game. I think they're looking more for big plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's their game, to be as efficient as possible in the pass game. I mean, Lamar puts up monster numbers. But you go look at his attempts, and he's in the middle of the pack. So that's their calling card right there. And last year, that was huge for them, being able to hit on a lot of the downfield passes, but efficiently as well. Obviously, Bateman being the guy that really benefited from that with the year that he had. But Zay was a part of some of that too, and a lot of it was during the scramble drill, and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I understand Zay is, you know, small, shifty, and quick, and those are the type of guys that you feel like, all right, I want to get the ball in their hands as quickly as possible, most times at the line near the line of scrimmage, and let them work in space. But that just has not necessarily worked with Zay. I said it yesterday on Vinny and Haney when I was filling in for Bob. Like, when's the last time we saw Zay Flowers pop a jet sweep or pop a bubble screen or something like that? I can't really remember. I feel like those are usually wasted plays.
Just they are.
Stack up his catches and his target numbers, but he's not really going anywhere. Zay is at his best when you can get the ball to him, you know, in the intermediate part of the field, in the middle area of the field where he has space one-on-one to catch it, turn around and kind of put a move on that first guy and go. Getting him at the line of scrimmage, I think that's kind of wasting his talents. And now, especially when you have guys like LeJonte Webster, one of the key traits of a punt returner is to be able to do a lot with short spaces. And so maybe that some of those plays can work for guys like him. Getting Keaton back healthy now, I think some of those plays can go to him and Justice Hill. But I would really like to see Zay Flowers. The way that they opened it up for Bateman, I'd like to see them continue to do that for Zay, because I did think they started to last year.
Yeah. Yep. What about the renovation? Bisciotti spends a lot of money renovating that facility. It was already spectacular. If people haven't been out there, they're doing a ton of work out there now, where the whole, you know, everything that faces the field is being redone. I did notice they put in a little pickleball court for EDC as you walk in. But do you have any idea, are they adding anything, or just nobody's discussed it yet? Because I was going to ask, but I didn't have time to grab any of the press people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the specifics. I know they're extending parts of the building. They're extending. I know they're redoing the locker room. They're extending. I think the training room as well. A lot of that back area near the field is being pulled out. So look, I know right now it's a huge problem to find parking over there.
Oh,
right,
it was
now
ridiculous.
Because they're doing so much construction, you can't find anywhere to park. So I'm assuming that this is going to be hopefully done by the time training camp happens. I would imagine it is, because if not, that's going to be
a big
issue.
Yeah, it was a big deal the other day.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous, yeah.
Cordell, my man, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.